In 1970, he ran for re-election and was defeated by David Hall, who was an attorney from Tulsa. And it was the closest gubernatorial election in the state. I think just a few thousand votes separated them.
Wasn't much.
I think Dewey called for a recount, and it came up about the same. Do you have any recollection of what that election night was and how close it was? And here you were in the mansion and thinking, you know what, if this doesn't go our way, we're going to have to move.
I wasn't thinking that so much, but I was thinking about the election, certainly, and disappointed.
The lead must have gone back and forth through the evening, close all the time, I suppose.
It was very close all night long. We were in Tulsa, and it was too close to call, and we were flying to Oklahoma City. Then there were enough votes in, and Dad realized, you know, he didn't have enough votes.
Uh-huh.
I burst into tears and was sobbing, and you were not. We went on to Oklahoma City, and Mom and Dad were so gracious. There were no excuses, but afterwards he kind of talked about why he felt like he didn't win, some of the reasons. One was that he didn't campaign that much. He felt like it was a conflict.
Oh, yeah.
He was governor, and he just didn't feel right about leaving a lot and campaigning. There was some strike, and then there was a treasurer, Leo Winters. There was something there.
There was something there about money.
The strike and Dad not campaigning and the issue with Leo Winters, I think, seemed to be the main things. And Oklahoma's pretty much Democratic anyway. I mean, at that time, they were Democratic. Now it's a different story.
Right. That must have been hard on you to be that close.
And lose.
Yeah.
Well, yes, it was hard on us, for sure. Not as hard on me, because if he weren't elected, it meant he would be around more, you know, available more. And I thought that'd be nice.
So when you left the mansion, then you were back here in Tulsa.
Yeah.
You had sold your house, so you moved to Center Plaza near downtown. I think pretty soon, Dad had decided to run for the Senate. He went back to working at the family oil company. But he started running for the Senate early.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had 2 years before the election.
David Hall was sworn in January 72.
Mm-hmm.
So it was in that year then that Dewey began to campaign for the U.S. Senate.
Yes.
Did you think, I've had enough of this?
No, I just thought that was the way life was. If you were married to a man like Dewey, I knew that we had to do that.
So you obviously encouraged him to run. Then he did win, and he defeated Ed Edmondson, a Democrat, and then you moved to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Was that kind of a fearful thing? Or
no, it wasn't fearful. I was looking forward to it, really. Washington's a wonderful place to be, especially if you've been elected.
And you already knew people there that had been governors when Dad was governor that
That's
were now
right.
senators, and so you knew people there.
That's right, I did.
Did you, Joni, did you live there then?
I did. I graduated from college and worked for a couple of years in Denver teaching school. So then I decided I needed to get my master's. I was interested in learning disabilities with kids, and there was a great program at American University. So I got a fellowship at American University and came and lived with you for a while, and then I got a house with some friends. So I spent a lot of time with Mom and Dad and with Dad in the Senate. There was a family gallery, so you could go up in the family gallery. Dad would say, okay, Ted Kennedy's going to speak about this, and then I'm going to do the rebuttal on this side of it. So that would happen, and then he'd come back up sometime to the gallery and say, what'd you think, and how'd I do, and this is what's going to happen next. It was just such
a... It was really fun.
Yeah, stimulating place to be.
What were some of the names that you may recollect, both of you, that you were around, that you saw because of Dewey?
Henry Kissinger, Harry Byrd, both Byrds, Pete Domenici, Sam Nunn, Ted Kennedy, Joe Biden, Richard Nixon, Spiro Agnew.
Did you meet Richard Nixon?
Yes, I met Richard Nixon.
And you'd met him here before?
Yes.
When he had come for fundraisers.
Uh-huh. I thought he was an attractive man, and I thought he was an interesting man. I didn't necessarily agree with him all the time. And neither did Dewey, of course.
You also met Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford. Remember how warm Jimmy Carter was?
Jimmy Carter.
So personable.
Yes, he was.
Probably more so than Richard Nixon.
Uh-huh. He was.
Did you attend some of those White House gatherings?
I guess Dewey and I had gone to a party at the White House, really before Dad was up there, when Dad was still governor, with the Nixon girls and Prince Charles. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So you met Prince Charles.
Prince Charles. And he noticed Dewey's Oki pin and talked about it. That was really fun. Uh-huh. He asked what it meant. So Dad sent him an Oki pin, I guess. There were fireworks afterwards at the party. Huge fireworks. It was all smoky in the White House, and it was kind of spooky, really, with all the smoke after the fireworks around the White House. Probably today they would never do something like that. But I just remember President Carter being so personable, and you felt like, you know, he's really going to remember who I am. Because he was just so kind.
Yes, he was.
I thought you felt like Pat Nixon was sort of just stiff or something.
Uh-huh. Well, she wasn't, you know, overly friendly at all.
But you had a lot of good friends. Remember Gretchen Bird?
Oh, yes.
That you just really enjoyed.
Loved her.
And Dad and I would play tennis with Howard Baker
daughter. Yeah.
Dad said he enjoyed the people that were around him in Washington. He had this prayer group with Sam Nunn and Pete Domenici. And
yes.
He talked about that when he got sick.
He really liked that.
I think they gave him a lot. They were very close, and most of them were Democrats, but they were more moderate Democrats.
Yeah.
He loved being on the Armed Services Committee with Henry Kissinger.
Oh, yeah, he did. You're really good, Joni. I'm glad you're here.
I was there. I loved it.
Well, for you, Joni, it had to be a thrill to be going to school there and having access to all this.
It was fabulous. I would go down to the Capitol with Daddy. He had this Ford Pinto, which he thought was kind of like a race car. Remember, it had the crank top?
And
it was the worst car.
It was the worst car.
But it was this little green and white Ford Pinto. We drive down to the Senate, and I just spent time in that family gallery listening to talk. And the Watergate hearings were going on.
Mm-hmm.
Go to those.
That was interesting.
It was an interesting time, and I think a hurtful time for Dad during the Watergate hearings, because he had no idea and had asked Spiro Agnew if that was true. Spiro Agnew said no, and I think Dad was very hurt. And he tried to get in to see Nixon and Haldeman and Ehrlichman. They wouldn't let him meet with President Nixon. I mean, maybe once, but it was difficult to get with him.
And Watergate, of course, the break into the Democratic National Headquarters, starting with that in the Watergate Hotel. Dewey tried to get some answers and couldn't get any, is that
right? I think he felt, I don't know if betrayed is the right word, but certainly that he wasn't informed about, after it started to unravel, what really did happen. I think that was a kind of a hard time for Dad.
Yeah, it was.
Would he be considered a moderate Republican then? Is that what you
would? Yeah.
And Richard Nixon was considered that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Goldwater, obviously, was a conservative.
More conservative. Mom, wasn't Dad pretty proud of the fact that he represented Oklahoma's oil interests and the other interests of Oklahoma, but the pass that stripper well amendment, which at the time, and probably still, there were very few people in Washington that really understood or cared to understand
Absolutely.
The oil business. And he had a energy person on his staff.
Yes.
And he really worked hard to educate the other senators about the oil business and the benefits of certain tax breaks and depletion and depreciation, things that benefit drillers, people that drill for oil. So I think he felt like that was an accomplishment when he passed that stripper well amendment. Different people